You're watching Comment with me, George Galloway, here on Press TV. Still the voice of the voiceless. New Year's Eve, but in the new year, God willing, we'll still be the voice of the voiceless. Indeed, one hopes the voiceless will start to be able to speak for themselves. But until they are able to, we on Comment and on Press TV will speak for them. We are asking a question tonight, for which it's quite difficult to find an answer. What was the worst of the West's crimes in 2015? So far, we've talked about Yemen. We've talked about the Calvary of the people of the Holy Land, of the Palestinian people. We've talked about the destruction of much of Syria and the tearing of its social fabric by terrorists, many of them sent from Western countries, and certainly all of them being armed and financed over these last years, either directly or indirectly by Western countries, if we include Israel in the context of Western countries, and I think we definitely can, then we have an axis of Britain, France, the United States, and Israel, and their satrapies in the Persian Gulf, oil rich, cash rich, moral poor. They are all to be treated as Western countries in the sense that they are doing the business of Western countries, following a Western agenda. Which brings us to Yemen, another of the great Western crimes. Yes, carried out by Saudi Arabia, and we now learn deploying the drug cartel fighters from Colombia as mercenaries. Can you believe it? Even the Colombian government has denounced it. The Saudis hiring the drug bandits to fight for them in Yemen against the poorest people in the Arab world. Drug cartels from Colombia in the army of Saudi Arabia. Well, maybe that's not as surprising as on paper it looks. So people have been phoning in, but with some difficulty in calibrating these crimes, some difficulty in deciding which of these crimes were the greater. I had no firm view on it, but in my introductory remarks, I struck a position which I think I probably hold to, which is that the worst of the Western crimes was to pretend to be fighting ISIS, to pretend to be fighting Al-Qaeda. When I was returned to Parliament unexpectedly in 2012, the first question that I asked the British Prime Minister was, what's the difference between the Al-Qaeda that you are fighting in some parts of the world and the Al-Qaeda you're assisting in Syria? I was once trapped in a lift with William Hague, now Lord Hague, but who was once the British Foreign Minister. Can you believe it? His bad luck, trapped in a lift with me. No salvation, just him and me in a lift with a locked door. I had him all to myself. And I said to him, William, you've been wrong before. In fact, you've been wrong more or less all of your life. But you've never been insane before. The policy you're following in Syria, I told him, is actually insane. It's insane on many levels. First of all, if these people you're helping actually do succeed in coming to power in Damascus, they're going to be raising the flag of Al-Qaeda and ISIS. They're going to eat every Christian heart, eat every Druze heart, eat every Alawi heart, eat every Shiite heart, eat every Kurdish heart. That's insanity. But it's also insane because when they come back, they're going to be looking to eat your heart and mine. Now, let's go back to the United States, Cleveland, Ohio, in which I have spoken. And you can find that on YouTube. Quite a good meeting it was, as I recall. Abbas Hamdi, is from Cleveland. He's a leading Palestinian organizer in the United States, and I'm very privileged to hear from him. Abbas Hamidi, go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
By the grace of God, I'm good. Nice to hear from you. Go ahead.
Likewise, likewise.
Excellent. What would you like to say?
Are we discussing on the topic you were talking about?
Yes. Which is the worst? Which is the worst crime?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you probably know my position, but this is something that has been crazy, you know, with the support from Europe, the support from the USA. They're actually supporting this kind of stuff, and they are financing it, and there's no denying on it. The military has admitted it in the United States here, so this is very shameful. Muslims generally do not want these type of people representing us in any way, shape, or form. Obviously, the far majority of Muslims condemn ISIS, they condemn Al-Qaeda, they condemn all these lunatics running around pretending to be Muslim. They are far from Islam. They are the KKK to Christianity. They are Zionism to Judaism. So obviously, we don't want any of this kind of business whatsoever. And it's a shame. It's really a shame that you have European governments supporting ISIS.
Yeah.
And in fact, they're saying they're fighting them, but they're doing the opposite.
Let me ask you something, Abbas. I noticed a dreadful story this week where a mentally ill Palestinian man in Gaza went into the water. He went into the Mediterranean and he was shot dead by Egyptian forces just across the Rafah border. The crime that's being committed against the people of Gaza is, of course, an Israeli crime and therefore a Western crime. But the regime in Egypt is starving the Palestinian people and killing them just the same. Do you regard that as a Western crime also?
Yes, absolutely. Well, first and foremost, obviously, this is a crime being perpetuated against our people by Israel. They are first to be responsible for this, and obviously the United States is funding it. Without U.S. funds, without money, without our tax dollars here in the United States, there would be no occupation. There would be no siege on the Gaza Strip that's been going on for years. So obviously, here in the United States, well, not obviously, maybe because a lot of people still don't know, but we are the primary funders, we meaning here in America, fund the occupation of Palestine in general, which is being committed by the Israeli government or the Israeli entity. And Egypt is also responsible. Egypt has its share to play on the siege of Gaza. They are, in fact, assisting the Israeli government in starving our people in the Gaza Strip. And now they are shooting people, just like you mentioned this example. They are shooting people who are desperate to leave the dire situation in the Gaza Strip, to leave the siege, people seeking medical attention, who have no other alternative but to desperately leave, and they're shooting them. So this is shameful. This is more shameful than the West. This is more shameful than Israel. What Egypt is doing to the Palestinian people is far more shameful, because they are supposed to be fellow Arabs. They are supposed to be fellow Muslims. So the Sisi government is definitely shameful for what they're doing.
Abbas, thanks for that. Great call. Cleveland, Ohio, in the United States. Let's go to Nigeria. Aminu is in Nigeria. Welcome to the show, Aminu. What would you like to say?
Hello, George.
Hello, sir. Go on. Turn your television down, Aminu.
I got to talk about what happened in Nigeria recently.
Yeah, go on.
Hello?
Yes, go on. But you have to turn your television down.
Yeah, I have turned it.
Yeah, go on.
I got to talk about the massacre that happened in Nigeria recently.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. I mean, no, I'm going to have to move on. I'm really sorry about that. But I've said to you three times, and it's written up on the screen, and I said it at the beginning of the show, if you're going to talk to me, the volume on your television has to be at zero. Okay, I'm going to move on. Please, volume on your TV at zero if you're on the TV with me. It's kind of elementary. Now, we're talking tonight about the crimes of the West, but it has correctly been pointed out that there are crimes that are carried out by regimes in the East and by people from the East. The problem for us in the West is they're all linked backwards. The crimes of Saudi Arabia, for example, against the people of Yemen and against the people of Syria, are directly related to the Western satrapy that rules Saudi Arabia. They may be themselves Arabs, just like Sisi and his armed forces may be themselves Arab. But when they kill the people of Yemen, when they impose intensifying siege on the people of Gaza, in the case of the Egyptian dictatorship, they are carrying out the policies of the West. And therefore, being Arab or being Muslim does not in any way exculpate them or the West's relationship to them. So our purview is quite wide, actually. What was the worst of these crimes is what we're trying to reach consensus on. Now, our caller from Nigeria, unfortunately, we've had to let him go, but he would have been within his rights to say that the Boko Haram extremist fanatics and murderers, head choppers, heart eaters that are in control of at least one part of Nigeria, the northern province of Borno, are therefore the Nigerians are themselves also a victim of this phenomenon of Al-Qaeda and ISIS, which has been accelerated and is being assisted by Western countries. Let's go back to Nigeria, talk to Alphonsus this time. Alphonsus, welcome.
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Please, I want to use the opportunity to thank you for your wonderful job and program.
Yeah, go on.
Hello?
Go on.
Yeah. And please, I want to say that God will strengthen you, especially you, your gallery.
Yes.
And please, there is what is happening in Nigeria here that I've not been seeing it in press TV.
Go on.
So the thing is all this, you know, there is people who are seeking for their freedom as Palestinians in Nigeria here called Biafrans. So there is so much massacre from the government against them, and all these international media are not seeing anyone reporting it. So please, just gallery, if you may help us to be able to represent the issue as well as I do to other people, we'll be very glad to hear it in terms of what they are doing in Yemen. In fact, I saw it here yesterday. I was looking at my house. It's very, very bad.
Well, look, thanks. It was a bad line, but I think it was a good call, a well-intentioned one. I do have to make it to Nigeria, I think. We have a vast viewership in Nigeria, this show and Press TV in general. I know that because everywhere else I go in the world, I'm approached by Nigerians to take pictures because they watch Press TV and they watch this show. Let's talk to the vice chairman of the Palestine Solidarity Campaign. Kamal, welcome. Kamal Hawash, welcome.
Good evening, George, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, brother. I've been following your work and you mine for more years than we care to remember. Tell me what
and
you think.
You've been a great supporter of Palestine, which we thank you,
brother. Tell me what you think was the worst crime of 2015.
Well, we don't want to enter into this horrendous competition, but I would say that that what distinguishes the crime against the Palestinians is the cumulative crime that it is.
Yeah.
It's gone on for 67 years. If in 1946, 47, you told any nation, any people, that they would still be under military occupation 67 years on and beyond, that 750,000 of them would become refugees, and that these days the plot of land, even that Israel supposedly thinks it might give them back, which it thinks it would do out of the goodness of its heart, it's building on. And that on the streets of Jerusalem, Palestinians are just killed at the whim of a settler who's come from New York or some other place. It is this continuing crime. And again, one of your previous callers also talked about Gaza. 8 years on, and we have a prison that even the British Prime Minister described as a prison, but then he's gone on to defend Israel in its crimes against the Palestinians. So I think it is, without wishing to minimize or say that any of the other crimes are not horrendous, especially what's happening in Syria, I think it is this cumulative crime that the Palestinians have suffered that I would argue is one that we should abhor, and we should all redouble our efforts next year to ensure that Palestinians are free from this horrendous occupation.
Well, you have, in fact, persuaded me, because if you look at it that way, as a cumulative crime that continued throughout 2015, there is no doubt as to the enormity of it. And equally, there is more obvious clarity about the Western role, provenance of this
Indeed.
Crime. We are now on the brink of the century of Balfour. Britain
Yes.
authored this disaster. We're already in the anniversary period of Sykes and Picot and their legacy to the Arabs as a whole. And of course, in just over a year from now, we will have the centenary of the Balfour Declaration, which is the author of this tragedy which all of your people have suffered over that 100 years. And of course, Britain, having given away your country to a second people, was then superseded by the United States, as our caller from Cleveland, Ohio, just a few minutes ago was making the point that every crime committed against the Palestinian people is paid for with United States tax dollars and billions of other dollars that are raised in private philanthropy there. So we couldn't be clearer about the Western role in this, and cumulatively 67 years of suffering is pretty hard to beat, Kamal.
Indeed, that's the way that I see it. Again, we look around at the moment. And of course, what's even worse is that people like Netanyahu are using what's happening around him in Syria and in Libya and other places to say there's no problem, or the Palestinian problem is not an issue, because of course that suits him. But this is why we have to continue to remind people and to campaign for the rights of the Palestinians. And indeed, to ensure that in Britain, politicians particularly are not celebrating Balfour, but waking up and apologizing to the Palestinian people for what is a crime against the Palestinians that has lasted for so long.
It's difficult to work out, even for me, and I've been doing it for more than 40 years. It's difficult for me to work out why it is that such an obviously criminal enterprise, which has broken more international laws than any other state, indeed all other states put together, is in defiance of so many United Nations Security Council resolutions and has been defended by more US vetoes from other Security Council resolutions, can still be not only unpunished for its crimes, but lavishly rewarded for its crimes. Have you worked it out yet?
Well, I think part of it is, unfortunately, the association of Jews all over the world with Israel as an enterprise. So there is still a collective guilt about what happened in Europe to Jews, which was an abhorrent crime. And so people seem to think that it is okay then to say that because of what happened there, it is okay for Israel to exist on another people's land and for it to continue to thrive. I think the other thing is what the West collectively calls common interests. So Britain, for example, now says that Israel is this wonderful high-tech place that we have a lot to learn from, and that Israel shares British values. Well, that really worries me if what Israel does, occupation, imprisonment, abduction of children, siege on Gaza, commonly shared values with a place like Britain. It isn't.
Well, Balfour, of course, opined with his ministers that the creation of what became Israel would be the creation of a loyal Jewish Ulster for Britain in the Middle East. Ulster being actually a misnomer because sure. Ulster was separated in order to produce the Ulster we now have. It was divided, partitioned. But they meant that British interests would always be protected by the so-called Jewish state that they were promising the Zionists to create. I take your point, Kamal. Of course, I know that. But it is perverse, isn't it? If they'd said that actually to punish the Nazis, we're going to give a part of Germany to the Jewish people so that they can, if they like to do so, create their own state there, that would have been punishment for a crime. But the Palestinian people played no part at all in the crime that was committed against the Jewish people in Europe.
Jews were safest in the Middle East. They were safest in Syria. They were safest in Palestine. That is, and Iraq, and Egypt, and Tunisia, and the list goes on and on and on. And that is something that people forget. And again, the Israeli government wants to portray the fact, as they call it, that the Jews, that the Palestinians somehow hate Jews. We don't hate Jews. We hate the occupation, and we strongly object to the occupiers, and we want the occupiers to end that occupation.
Amin, Kamal Hawash, Vice Chairman of the Palestine Solidarity Campaign, getting the last word on the last edition of Comment of 2015. You can continue the discussion, of course, on Twitter at @comment_PressTV, because that's the way we do things in the 21st century. Discussion never ends. But God willing, you'll always find a focus for it here on Comment with me on Press TV throughout the forthcoming year. Happy New Year to you all.
Hello, just comment your name and the paper you that number. And just make sure that your television volume set up to zero.
Zero. Can you spell your name for me?
Yeah, I know. You redirect me, put through this phone number, and then we'll be back.